First of all, I'd like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to come here and give you a report from the Giddings International. Before I get started, I'd like to read out of St. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. If we could go into prayer before I get started. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask for your guidance, Lord. We ask for your purpose, Lord. We ask you that your will be done here today, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would touch every person, every family member that's here, Lord. That you would touch them, Lord, in a unique way. Lord, we call upon you and you alone, Lord. You are the true and one living God. Lord, we ask for your blessings, Lord, and your presence here today, Lord. That whatever is said here, Lord, let it be said by you, Lord, for your glory and your glory only. We thank you and we praise you. In your holy and precious name we pray. Amen. I want to thank you for inviting us. The Giddings International has been around for about 100 years. We're right now in 181 countries and 86 different languages, and we're reaching out. But thing is what was important to me when I joined the Giddings, or when I was asked to join, I said that, oh, that'd be cool. I could join an organization that gives Bibles, that places Bibles in hotels and motels, gives Bibles to the military, puts Bibles in prisons, puts Bibles all over the world. And I said, yeah, man, that's cool. So I went ahead and went and looked at joining. And they sat there and it says, well, first of all, you got to understand our mission. Our primary mission is to reach the lost for Jesus Christ. And I went, wait a minute. I thought the Giddings placed Bibles. And the gentleman that's talking to me says, they do. And we do. But we do it to reach the lost for Jesus Christ. And we do it by placing Bibles in hotels and motels and different places. Let me ask you a question. Is placing God's Word important? Is reading God's Word important? For a matter of fact, is God's Word of any importance? Well, depends on how you look at it. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, I'm going to tell you something. You did not come to that knowledge without someone reading the Word of God. You did not know that Jesus Christ died and was resurrected on the third day unless you read God's Word. You would not know that today is Palm Sunday if you had not read God's Word. Placing God's Word to me is very important. You know, there's many testimonies out there. But you know, in 2 Samuel 22:31, it tells us that the Word of God is flawless. In Proverbs 35, it says that every word of God is flawless. And what we just read in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So when we place the Bibles in a hotel room, in a motel room, in a hospital room, or we give it to a GI, we're placing God at their fingertips. Is this book itself, the pages? It's just paper. But when you read it and you get touched by the Holy Spirit, the words come alive. It becomes a purpose and a driven that can change your lives and change lives of many people. Many years ago, there was a gentleman named Orlando in Colombia, and grew up in a basic Latin American family, Catholic family, parents, father left home, there with the siblings, with his mother. When he was 12 years old, he ran away from home. Got in the streets. Where did he get involved in? Got involved in gangs. Got involved in the drug trade. Started using drugs. Started selling drugs. And for many years, he was in that drug trade. One day, he was walking down the streets. A gentleman approached him, probably wearing something like I'm wearing, little emblem on his lapel, nothing big important, handed him a New Testament, one similar to this one. And Orlando looked at it. He looked at the pages. And he says, wow, man, this is cool. Thank you very much. And thanked him. The Gideon left.
Nothing never was said. The Gideon never heard the story. We still to this day, we don't know who that Gideon was. But we do have a testimony of Orlando. Well, Orlando started looking at the pages, and he said that he liked the paper that it was printed on because he liked to tear it out and roll marijuana cigarettes in it. And he did it for many years. Used the book of the Bible to roll cigarettes and sell marijuana cigarettes on the streets. But one day, he happened to start reading one of the pages that he ripped out. And it was in Revelations chapter 5. He started reading it. And a question was asked him, who is worthy to open up the book of life? Orlando asked his partner, and his partner says, man, I have no idea. Nothing. But his partner says, but I do know somebody that does. So he took Orlando, and they went and saw a local pastor. And the local pastor explained to him who is worthy to open up the book of life. Who is worthy to go into heaven? What is the worthiness that one person has to have? He ended up giving his testimony, ended up talking to him, and ended up leading Orlando and his friends to the knowledge that Jesus Christ died for his sins, and that he was a sinner, and that he could not enter heaven unless he knew who Jesus Christ was. He accepted Jesus Christ right then, him and his partners. You know what interests me was, somebody bought one of these little books. It costs $1.30. How much is a life of someone? The Bible tells us that when one person comes to the knowledge that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that when one person accepts Jesus Christ as personal Savior, the heavens rejoice, the angels rejoice by one person. Right now, somebody purchased a Bible like this and gave it to Orlando for $1.30. Is the life of two young men worth $1.30? But you know, that would be sufficient right there if that was the end of the story. But it's not. Orlando ended up going back to his gang. And his partner, they went back to the gang. It was a 10-member gang. And out of the 10 members, guess what? He led them all to Jesus Christ. They all accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. But you know, it still didn't stop there. Out of the 10-member gangs, today, four of them are pastors. Two of them are evangelists. And Orlando is the pastor of the Four Square Gospel Church in Armenia, Colombia. How many people are being saved because someone had the heart to give Orlando a simple testament? Most people say it's just a book. But I'm going to tell you, I was in Methodist College and I took religion. The professor told me, he says, we're going to study the story of the New Testament. And then we went into an analytical study of the New Testament. And a lot of the classmates that were there with me says, this doesn't make any sense. And I says, you know why it doesn't make any sense? Because you don't know Jesus Christ. Once you know Jesus Christ and the Word comes alive, I'm going to tell you, the Word of God changes. When you study the Word of God and you pray prior to studying it, the Word of God will change your life. Orlando knew it, and Orlando today is still working at it. The Gideons, we're Christian business and professional men. We're nothing more than an extension, a missionary arm of this church, of every local church that works with the Gideons. Right now, because you do support, and we love the support that you have given to Gideons, and the opportunity for me to come here and give you a report. Right now, you are reaching 181 countries. Right now, you have missionaries in 86 different languages. Right now, we are giving two testaments every second. That's 120 testaments every minute. 24 hours a day, 365 days out of the year. You're all part of that. I'm part of that. Have I been to India to give out scriptures? No, I haven't. Have I been to Vietnam to give out scriptures? No, I haven't. But I'm part of it because I'm part of the ministry. When we reach the lost for Jesus Christ, it's very important that we get out there and we touch those that need to be touched. I was speaking at a church a few years ago, not a few years ago, it was last year. And after I got done, a gentleman approached me and says, I want to thank you for the Gideon Bible. And I says, well, first of all, it's not a Gideon Bible. We did not write it. It is the Word of God. It's God's Bible. May have been placed there by Gideon. He says, okay, all right, no problem. But I'm going to explain the story. I said, go ahead, sir. And he goes, I was in the process of leaving my wife, my children. I went to a hotel room with a loaded gun to end my life. My business had gone south. Everything was going bad. I couldn't handle it. I could not handle the disappointments. I could not handle the bankruptcy. I went to end my life. While I was in that hotel room, I saw the Bible. I opened it up and started reading it. The Lord touched his heart. He told me, he says, he felt this burden just leave him. Put away the gun, went back home, talked to his wife, and he says that his business has prospered. Right now, he's been 12 years. This has been the best 12 years of his life with his family. But why? Because someone had the heart to put a Bible in a hotel room. We were servicing the hospital last couple weeks ago. And many patients complaining because there was not a scripture there, because we were late getting our scriptures there. We go there every 6 months to place God's word in the hotel room. You know, a lot of people may ask, that's fine. How can we help the Gideons? Well, one, you've already have by allowing us to come here and give you a testimony. But you know, the main reason you could, main way you could help us is through prayer. We are men of prayer. Every Saturday morning, the Gideons get together and we get on our knees and we pray every Saturday morning for our country, for the Gideon ministry, for the churches, for the pastors of this community. That we pray that this church would be a beacon in this neighborhood. That this church would truly show the light of Christ in everything that you do. That people can walk by and feel the presence of God here. And you do that by your testimonies. We pray that you would have a true and good testimony. You know, talking about prayer, we got this report back from India. And a group of Gideons was at a local school giving out the Bibles. And they showed up. They started handing out the scriptures. Nothing different than every other time they've ever done it, except this one time. This lady approached one of the Gideons in tears and said, sir, could you please come into our classroom? And the Gideon looked at her and says, well, yes, I guess I could, no problem. Went in there and the children were crying, had tears in their eyes. And he goes, what's going on? What's the problem here? And she goes, well, I'm a Christian and I teach class here, predominantly Hindu, and I use stories out of the Bible to emphasize purposes in classes. I use the story of Noah. I use the story of King David and Goliath, you know, the crossing of the Red Seas. Well, last Friday, she was talking to the students, and the students asked her, she goes, where do these stories come from? And she explained, she goes, they come from the Bible. And the kids said, well, can we have a Bible? And she goes, well, ma'am, she goes, well, children, I don't have Bibles to give you. But I tell you what we can do, we can pray that God would send Bibles. This was a week earlier. That week, the Gideons were given Bibles at that school. The Gideon was touched, prayed with them, and every one of the children accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. Prayers do work. And if you could really put us on your prayer list, pray in support of the Gideons. Is what we need, because we know the evil that's going on out there in this country and around the world. You can join the Gideons. We always need bodies. We always need help placing scriptures. To join a Gideon, first of all, you must be born again, believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins and was resurrected on the third day. You must be in a local church, an active member, and you need a recommendation by your pastor to join the Gideons. And if you're in the military, you need to be at least an E7 or above. We are a disciplined organization. Our purpose is to reach the lost for Jesus and to place Bibles in those places we mentioned before. You can also help with the Memorial Bible Program. It's a program, you got a rack sitting out here in your foyer. It's a program that you can give Bibles in memory of someone, or in thinking of someone, or in graduation. But these Bibles are placed in memory or in thinking of someone in the hotels and the motels. And it's a gift that just keeps on giving. That's another way you can give. The third way, or fourth way, is a direct contribution. At the end of the service, at the doors, you can give directly to the Gideon Ministry if you desire. But you know, we do not emphasize it. We ask that you give only if you feel the Holy Spirit guiding you to give. If I was going to push an agenda, it would be pray for the Gideons over anything else. Because, you know, the God that I serve owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. The God that I serve doesn't need your money. The God that I serve wants your devotion, wants your heart. Not your money, not your pocketbook. But now, there is an opportunity to give if you feel led to give. Please, only if you feel led to give. And you give freely. And you give with a cheerful heart. And you will be sowing into good soil. Because those 100% of that money that's given goes to just buying, purchasing, and distributing Bibles. There is 0% on administrative costs with the Gideon Ministry. And the reason? Us, the Gideons, with dues, pay for all administrative costs of every Gideon, every office, everything that we need on the administrative level. It is important, though, that we do not forget that God's Word needs to be placed in hotels and motels. And just last week, one of these little red Bibles, we were giving them out to the fifth grader. And I was standing in there in the hallway, handing them out. The principal allowed us to go in there and give out the scripture. And a teacher came up to me in a very rude form and looked at me and says, "Who gave you permission to be here?" And I looked at her and I went, "The principal did." And she walked off and I went, "I just got that principal in trouble." But you know what? She came back and I offered her a scripture. Of course, she denied it. Says, "I don't need it." And me and my partner prayed for her. But you know, the evil one is out there and he's tearing up this country. We are a nation built by God. We are a nation that believes that God is the one and true and living God. We are a nation that believes that Jesus Christ died on that cross so that we could be resurrected with him and be in heaven and not have to go and suffer the penalties of hell. We need a nation to go back that the scriptures of God is the inherent word of God. This is what God, if you want to know God, read the scriptures. You want to know his character, read the scriptures. A friend of mine told me, he says, "Well, I don't need it. I'm a Christian." I says, "Well, you're better than I am because, you know, a few years ago, me and my children and our family, we read through the whole New Testament. From cover to cover. And you know, the other day I was reading a verse in there. It felt like it was the first time I ever read it. I don't know if you've ever experienced it. You read something, you go back to it, it's like brand new. It's like fresh. You never can read enough. Never can get into the Word of God enough. And if you're truly a believer in Jesus Christ, and you truly want to know how to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to know who he is. And you do that by reading of the Word of God. We work in many areas, in many places, and many people are hungry for the Word of God. It made me sad in Japan. In China. A pastor came here and was one of the home churches in China. he came here and he was giving his testimony. And he was saying that they were getting the Bible and ripping out pages and passing the pages from person to person, family to family, so that they could read the Word of God. They were hungry to read it, but they only had one Bible. And this man was the pastor of a small, he called it, this is his words, a small home church. And I said, well, that's no problem, man. I can give you, 40, 50, 60 Bibles. I can afford to do that. And I said, how many members do you have in your small home church? 2.5 million. I about died. Okay? He said, that's a small one. And he says, they're hungry for the Word of God. And here's an opportunity that you can use to serve God if you so desire. But we really would if you would pray for us. Because you know what? Even us as Gideons, we cannot get slack. We cannot get lazy. Because you know the devil's out there trying to destroy this country. If you look in the newspaper about they finding all these things, everything they can find to discredit the Word of God, the devil is moving hard. The devil is trying to destroy this country. But you know what? We don't need to despair. Because I tell you one thing, I have read the last chapter of this book. And it does tell me that we do win. But I do want to encourage you to pray for the Gideons, support the Gideons, and I thank you so much for allowing me to come here and give a report of what the Gideon ministry is doing and what we're doing and giving you an opportunity to join the Gideons. And I'll be out here in the foyer. If anybody has any questions or would desire or need to know anything, I would answer any questions that you may have. And I would like to close with a prayer, if you don't mind. But before I do that, I'm going to give you a verse in Hebrews 6:19. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work of labor of love, which ye have showed towards his name. If you don't mind, I would like to pray for you. And before I conclude, that let your heart be opened. Let you be an evangelist. And let you reach out to those countries and those people that you may not even know, may not ever see. If you bow your heads with me. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, you are the Almighty God. Lord, as we celebrate Palm Sunday, Lord, as we celebrate the time when you entered Jerusalem, Lord, the time you knew what was coming, Lord, the time you knew that these people were hailing, raising your name, but Lord, their hearts were not really truly in with you, Lord. But yet you still walked in there, Lord. You still walked to that cross. You still died on that cross, even though your love was for, even though the people, we didn't even know you. We didn't even care about you, Lord. But yet you still loved us enough to die on that cross. So, Lord, as we give back a little back to you, Lord, as we give a little bit of our time, Lord, as we give a little bit of our effort to you, Lord, we ask that you would bless this church, Lord. Grow this church, Lord. Let this church be a beacon. Let it be a lighthouse, Lord, for your glory and your glory alone. In your holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you very much.